Underground Preacher, reaching out to the Underground Church. And today, we are continuing on our 8-step series regarding healing marriages with step 3, acknowledging past traumas. Well, this is going to burst some bubbles. So, let us keep it short and straight to the point. We are all broken and wounded. From the lack of love, broken homes, sexual abuse, poverty, and much more. We all have our fair share of past traumas. So let's face it. Wives, you did not marry flawless husbands. They have past traumas, and so they are broken and wounded. Likewise, husbands, you did not marry flawless wives. They have past traumas, and so they are broken and wounded. The good news is, God wants to heal you both. However, because one of the spouses will have to be the bigger person, so to speak, the honor goes to the man, based on Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. The husband must first be the sacrifice for his wife to find healing. He must give grace to his wife at first, because only grace can nurture a soul back to health. And as the husband nurtures his wife, Jesus Christ will also nurture the husband back to health. See how God does not negate the husband's wounds, but instead attaches the husband's restoration to his wife's healing. This way, as the husband demonstrates grace by example and prioritizes his wife's healing, God will also impart grace and healing to the husband. It is that simple. As you follow God's order of things, everything falls into place. So husband, as you acknowledge past traumas, set your priorities on your wife. Give her grace and watch God work in healing you and your marriage all together. Amen?
Amen.
Take your time, go at your pace, and whenever you are ready, come back for our next step, that is step 4, sanctuary. And until then, Underground Preacher to the Underground Church, and I am out.